Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Most times she calls into our program. Now we get to meet her in person, Amy Sussman, in our studio, kayaking her way to Spacious Studio 7A on a very rainy day. Amy, does this ever get easier?
You know, this isn't what I do every day. And honestly, being here is not any easier, I'm finding right now. Yeah, it makes me nervous. But doing this work, it's so important and it needs to be done. And apparently I'm the one doing it. And, you know, I have the support of all the survivors from the shooting and the victims' family members. I can't say all, but those I'm in contact with, yes.
So for those that don't recall our conversations with you, you are the aunt of Max Hathaway. And Max lost his life when Robert Card committed the atrocities in Lewiston. And then people opened their hearts, opened their wallets, they gave money. Many of them, most of them, 90, 99% of them under the impression that the money was all going to go to the families and the victims to help in their recovery. And somewhere along the way, something happened. And money was, I'll say my word, no one else's, diverted to a panel that would decide which nonprofits in the region would get some of this money. And for whatever they're going to do. And now the battle continues because there were nonprofits who received the money that are doing absolutely nothing to help the families and their victims. Their missions are some, I won't say they're 180, but they're out there. We know of at least one nonprofit hearing the cries, realizing what is the right thing to do is giving the money back. Where are we today?
So today, doing this for 2 years, we have asked the Attorney General's office to reopen the investigation with newer documents that they did not have over a year ago when they did look at it. We sent them all the information. I have all these documents sitting in front of me. And their reply was, we are not going to reopen the investigation.
Attorney General Aaron Frey's office receiving new information saying we're not going to reopen the investigation. Why did they say we're not going to reopen the investigation?
They don't feel that the actions of the Maine Community Foundation broke the charity's law and that there's not really a role for them to take in it. I think we would argue that it did. And based on these documents, I did speak with the attorney that worked on this, and a couple things she said were striking to me. She said, it's really not black and white.
Well,
it literally isn't,
the print on the paper looks to be black and white. Can you, it's early. Some of us have only had one cup of coffee. What was the new, I'll say evidence, what was the new evidence presented to the Attorney General's office that might lead them to reopen the case?
Sure. So we have a document from the Maine Community Foundation on their letterhead stating that 100% of the Lewiston Auburn Area Response Fund is going to the victims and survivors.
Okay, I trust you saying that. Can you pass that to Paul?
Yep.
Paul, I just, as she goes on, can you verify? I just want you to verify that. Find that in that page. What else is there, Amy?
There are four emails that were sent to victims, families, and survivors stating, again, that the entire fund, 100% of that fund, is going to them.
Emails sent to the victims' families saying 100%. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And those documents I didn't have I got them probably at the beginning of the year. And at this point, people from the shooting are now able to go back and look at things that they received during that time. And it's taken a couple of years for them to be able to do that. Another one is the qualifications for the fund, the Lewiston Auburn Area Response Fund, how you qualify to be able to apply for it. Mm-hmm. And the four categories do not include nonprofits. There's nowhere in there for a nonprofit to be eligible for this fund.
On what letterhead is that, Paul? Mm-hmm. Can you tell?
That was a Maine Community Foundation.
Maine Community Foundation letterhead.
Yep.
And Paul, you previously looked at what Amy had shared with you. Amy Sussman in our studio, the owner of Max Hathaway, who lost his life, Lewiston. And you know the story about how money that we thought was going to the victims and the families diverted by a panel to nonprofits, some with a mission antithetical to whatever should be done for the victims and the families. And some of the people on the panel seeing their nonprofits get money. Paul, did you see it, indeed what Amy suggested?
Every single one of them
100%.
Says 100% of the money.
Was it Aaron Fry himself, the attorney general, that said, we're not going to reopen this, or was it someone else?
Christina Moylan, who is the division. She's with the Division of Consumer Protection.
Christina Moylan. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you to spell that last name if you know it.
M-O-Y-L-A-N.
Christina Moylan is the person in the AG's office that came back. Do we know if Moylan actually looked at the documents?
She said that she did.
She said she did.
She said to me, it's not black and white. And I said, well, they were lied to. The victims of this shooting were lied to. And she takes issue with that and finds that it was a mistake. And so my response was, well, when I make a mistake, I hope that I acknowledge it, apologize for it, and correct it. If I've done it willfully, then I deflect, and start blaming the victim. So the Maine Community Foundation is saying, well, they didn't understand. We only meant the victim part of the fund. There's nowhere on there it says victim part of the fund. By their own, here's another document. The Lewiston Auburn Area Response Fund was the entire victim part, mm-hmm. and nonprofit part. The parent name, the umbrella name they chose was the Lewiston Auburn Area Response Fund. So if they didn't even know about the nonprofit part of the fund, they were never told.
If there was someone that did lie to you and others, who is that person or who is that entity? We used a passive sentence a moment ago. We were lied to. I want to make sure that people understand in an active sentence who, I have to say allegedly here, mm-hmm. okay, who allegedly lied?
The Maine Community Foundation on these documents,
okay.
and the consultant that they chose for this work.
You had disclosed the name. I believe I can say this. You shared an email with us that included the name of the consultant who had written emails to victims' families and offered them, we read it over the air, the assurance that 100% was going to the victims and their families. I don't recall that person's name right now, the consultant.
There were actually two consultants.
There were two of them.
Jeff Dion did a meeting, a town meeting,
yep.
and he spoke it three times. 100% of this fund is for you. And then these emails came from Dan Levy, another consultant. Yeah.
So.
And then I have an email from a company that gave quite a bit, I think. Yes, they did give quite a bit to the fund. And they were not given the opportunity to designate between the victim part of the fund and the nonprofit part of the fund.
Really?
They were told by the Maine Community Foundation that they would split their fund. So in a document in January, the Maine Community Foundation put on their website that they do not make decisions, they do not appropriate or decide where funds go. And a month later, after I talked about this email, I might have done it here. Mm-hmm. They came out with another document saying that per their policy on their website, if donations came in undesignated, then they split them 50-50 between the victims and the nonprofits. So a month in January of this year, we don't decide. In February, we split them.
We do decide.
So I don't know which one is the truth, honestly. Where are we going with that?
Let me ask, where do you and the others, you've already given so much of your time to this. Where do you go now?
Well, the Attorney General said no, so we're at the Government Oversight Committee. So John Eder was on, and thankfully, so grateful to him for bringing this issue to the Government Oversight Committee. We went to the meeting last week, I think it was, and I don't really know how those are supposed to go. I'm swimming in pools I've never been in, but it seems strange to me. And it was, I'm sorry, very frustrating as I sat there thinking, I have the answers right here. Ask me. Let me present this to you. If you really want to know what happened here, I have it right here. I don't know that they really wanted. I can't speak for what they wanted. It did not seem that they really wanted that information. We had a group of, I think, 11 of us, victims, family members, and survivors from the shooting at that meeting. And without it being technically on the agenda, they kind of gave it a little bit of conversation. So we still have some daylight there. It's still in front of them. And that's the hope that they will take this. I mean, this was the worst mass violence event in the state. How can an oversight committee of our legislature not take this? How can they not look at this?
I need to ask you a political question. Come November, when there's an election And if the majority party loses control of the House and perhaps the Senate, there could be a different party that would be controlling the decisions on who is the attorney general. And that could change a decision as to whether or not anyone looks into this.
Mm-hmm.
Is there hope that there could be a change in Augusta in November? And are you ready to hold your hope out until after that to see if there might be a change at the attorney general's office, that they might look at your documents and they might say it is black and white, it is not gray, it was a lie, it wasn't a mistake, and there might be justice?
I hope so. I definitely will hold out. And my husband told me very early on, they're just waiting for you to stop.
Are you going to stop?
No. There are people from each mass shooting who discover this sort of thing, and that becomes their mission, honestly. And they become a part of, a lot of them, Victims First, of that wonderful advocacy nonprofit that really, really works to make sure 100% in, 100% out of funds goes to victims.
We're out of time, but let's make an arrangement, and maybe it'll be another day where you have to drop someone off at the airport, that you can come into our studio and we can catch up again and follow up on this.
I would appreciate it.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.